So while we spoke about strategic performance management and how it is linked to the organization goals, like when in the last slide we were speaking about, if you do not get the right set of people from your performance management process, or you are not able to zero in the best people, you are also not able to engage them better, right? Because engagement is key part of any performance process. Once a successful performance process will help the key people grow in the organization. A successful performance management process will help you identify your high potential employees. A successful strategically managed performance management process will give you your future leaders who will take the organization towards its strategic goals. Okay. Then how do we engage this set of people, those who have got whom we have got through this strategic performance process? So it is it's essentially, when we say about engagement, it is about the commitment people feel, how much they feel connected to an organization. And it is one of the most critical drivers a business has in terms of the success. High levels of engagement promote retention of talent, foster customer loyalty, and improve organization performance. Most important is your stakeholder value. So what are your stakeholders looking at? How are they looking at the organization? If stakeholders do not see value in the organization, the business cannot exist, right? So when employees are committed to the organization, when they are able to see that they can grow with the organization, that's when their performances bring in high level of engage when their performances show high level of productivity. Invariably, good talent fosters better performance. Better performance fosters better productivity. Better productivity gives better output, and of course more customer loyalty. So employee engagement and customer engagement, they are kind of, together linked. They both work hand in hand. So improving any organization performance is key for any strategic performance engagement. So key link to customer satisfaction, key link to any customer satisfaction, company reputation, and overall stakeholder value is very, very crucial. Engagement and productivity can be affected by social cohesion, feeling supported by supervisors, by sharing information, common company goals and vision. Okay. So when we are talking about strategic engagement, how do you engage people? Or how do we look at it from a strategic perspective? Is the key is the customer satisfaction part of it, the company reputation. We spoke about stakeholder value. If your people are engaged, that is what they will deliver. That is what the stakeholder will get. That is what people will get. So when employees are engaged, great. You're getting the value that you want out of them. They are producing for you. They are taking your company to new heights. They are getting what value the company has to bring to the society, to its stakeholders, to its customers. But when you have disengaged employee who are not engaged in an organization, it can be a great loss to the organization. So actively engaged employees are more loyal, while the ones who are actively disengaged, who are not interested, are the ones who start turning into non-performers. So, Sipson Consulting as an organization, it says engaged are the ones who know what to do and want to do it. This want part is very important. They want to do it. While disengaged employees are those who don't know what to do and they don't even want to do it. So, well, very, very, very different, a very big differentiator in that sense. Enthusiast people who are enthusiastic about the work are the ones who want to do the work, but they don't know how to do. While renegades are the ones who know what to do, but they don't want to do it. A little tongue twister there, a little, but you could, look at it and probably read it again, understand it again. There are fine differences in the way engaged and enthusiasts are and disengaged and renegades are. Interesting. So all those people who are engaged, what do people who are engaged in an organization do, and ones who are disengaged? Have you thought about when you were engaged, you have a particular subject to study, what engaged you more in that subject? And when did you feel disengaged from that subject? When did you not want to study that subject at all? Okay. So engagement happens at every level. We also get engaged to our life partners because we are optimistic about a relationship with them. This is something on a similar lines. When you get engaged with an organization, you're optimistic. You'd love to work in a team. You go above and beyond your what is expected of you. You want to give more to the organization. You will always come up with solutions. You will not keep thinking about what am I going to get out of it. You will be selfless. You will do more. You will keep doing more. You will show more and more passion for learning. You will take up opportunities to learn. And you will also give credit to others who were part of your success. You will not always blame others, but you will also accept blame. I think this is a very, very important point, guys. Giving credit and accepting blame. Though all these are understood, but this is very difficult to do. But just imagine what an engaged behavior can do. Well, a disengaged behavior, the person will always say no. He will give you 10 reasons for why he doesn't want to do something. He will not be available when you want him to be there. His attitude will always be negative. Here there is a possibility of a very high positive attitude. Looking at the best in everything that is available. What is there to learn? No ego, high ego or egocentric. The person will look at and okay, what am I going to get in return? Mujhe kitna paisa milne wala hai? Okay. And will always want to take the credit and keep blaming others for anything that goes wrong. So very strong, differences in terms of the way we look at people who are engaged in an organization and who are disengaged in an organization. So think about when you were engaged in something and what would disengage you. Whenever you think of joining any organization, what would make you engage in that organization? How do you feel more engaged? Is your role interesting? Do you enjoy the work you are doing? Are you getting the skills that you are trained for the work that you are doing? Is your work interesting? Is it drawing more out of you? Are you learning at the end of the day? Are some of the behaviors and things that you would see in yourself when you would be engaged at any work? But if you are not interested, all these qualities will come out. Yeah. So leaders also in any organization to drive any employee engagement, I think trust is very, very vital. You know, when the leaders of the organization are able to set trust with their employees, when people look up to the leaders, there is the organization actually gets on the right course. People are engaged with that organization. People believe that the organization will be an organization of future. And the leaders are committed. They are committed towards making it a good place to work where people want to come to office. On Mondays, people are not bored, are not thinking, oh, I have to go to office today. They're, wow, I have to go to office today. So certain places make organizations more stronger in terms of the way they are engaged. So how interesting, how much do I enjoy being a part of this organization? How lovely to be part of this organization. The pride that I feel in an organization are all drivers of an employee engagement process. And that's where organizations become a great place to work. There is a working body, an industry body, which is called Great Place to Work, and it determines what are some of the key factors in any organization to be engaged, any employee to be engaged. And trust is one of the parameters that they actively talk about. So my organization has been 8 times Great Place to Work just because people are engaged. And some of the things that we spoke today are the elements that our organization continuously delivers to its people to keep them engaged. A very important aspect in terms of how people practices enable the business and in turn how businesses are making profits. We also, I think these are some of the things that I spoke to you all before, right? How do I fit into organization's future plans? Do leaders value their people as important resource? When I spoke about my organization, where we are 8 times great place to work, why is it? Because we value our people. Every leader spends time with people, gets to the ground to understand. There is on the ground conversation with people. Every person is treated with respect, treated with fairness, with pride. And that's how my organization is investing in its people. It is making employees successful. People can see themselves growing in our organization. They love the work that they do. They love the clients that they work. They feel that they are making a difference. So many of these are drivers of an overall employee engagement process, and organizations become great or good places to work for. How do manager drive employee engagement? What are the drivers, managerial drivers for employee engagement? Does a manager set clear expectations, give resources to the employee to be able to be successful? Does the employee, what does the employee do? Can he contribute more than what is expected of them? Does the employee or the individual fit in the organization's thing? Does he have opportunity to grow? All these will also define how much engaged he is. Does he have opportunities to learn? Does he see space for him to go to the next level? Does he see opportunities in other projects? Does he see learning in his growth? All these would be drivers for him to be able to be engaged in the organization. Do people enjoy this is a very, very important point, guys. What is a very important point is that managers leave, people leave managers, not organizations. So whatever is your relationship with your manager will define whether you will stay in that organization or you will leave. For most people, their managers are their organization. So good relationship, a good working professional relationship with your supervisor is key. So employees have the necessary equipment to do the job well? Do they have the authority necessary to accomplish their job well? Do they have freedom to make work decisions? All these will define whether they love their job or they hate their job. Do they have all the means to make themselves successful at work? Do they have the infrastructure to make themselves successful? Are again engagement drivers as well. So to continue to develop, if you have to really manage an employee engagement process, you have to invest in your people. There has to be a sound, compelling business case. There has to be a culture of an organization which is an engaging culture. Recruiting and selection for the right people, the right training and development, strategic compensation management, communication across fair, transparent communication and feedback are all elements of an employee of employees being highly engaged. I think culture is very, very vital. It's a very this is a very important point in creating an engaging culture. Okay, how do people feel engaged? We spoke about managers. Managers definitely encourage people. But do they get, are they able to openly converse with their managers? Are managers sitting on their back and doing deep diving, trying to do micromanagement, not giving them the right opportunities, or, sometimes managers are very finicky, or in some organizations, there is an environment of creating high pressure. There is absolutely no need to create pressure, right? So always you do not need to, but some certain managers believe that giving pressure will give me results. So it's the belief and philosophy also of an organization on what they believe in to make people successful. And hence a lot of these factors come together, or they work together to make a high performing organization. So while we spoke in detail about the various engagement drivers that are into play, what is also important that, what is the brand, what is the quality of deliverables, what are you expecting it, how does the organization make you efficient, what are the means of for you to be efficient in your work, effective as well. Not only efficient, you have to be effective as well. What opportunities do you get to innovate? There are organizations, I know of a few organizations which give one day a week just to innovate, or they have a few hours kept aside just for innovation. And a lot of them get satisfaction out of innovation or doing new things. How does an organization focus on customer service? What is their belief? Like my organization, customer first is our value. Okay, so for anything and everything, we will take our decision based on what is it that our customers would like to see. Okay, so first is our key values. And how the organization would like to see achievements. When we spoke about so much about the performance management process, it is essentially looking at what are we wanting to achieve. Are we able to achieve organization's goals? Are we able to achieve our personal goals? And then of course, your family. We spoke a lot about work-life balance as well, right? So what is, how does the family support? In a lot of part of my career, I have seen that the employees, family members are a huge support to the employee in his success in any organization. And no organization can forget this fact. So involvement of the employees, family, organizations supporting family members in case an employee meets an untoward incident are all reflective of the organization's culture. So number of factors will come together for any organization to be efficient, to be high quality in terms of its deliverable, to maintain its brand. So when we look at brand, for example, brand is an internal brand. What are those 5,000 people working in the company thinking about the organization? That is internal branding. And outside, what is it that people are looking? How innovative is the organization? Because innovation is the name of the game. You cannot stay behind. You have to keep innovating so that you are in the business. What is the level of customer service that you're giving to your people? And then how are you encompassing an employee's life in total to become a part of your organization? So I think these are very, very key attributes of any high performance strategy. Building efficiency, building your internal and external brand, quality in what you deliver, how are you, what opportunities you give in terms of innovation inside and outside, what is your philosophy in terms of servicing your customers, what does the organization finally want to achieve, and an employee and his whole family who is a part of the organization in reality. So thank you so much. That was another interesting episode that we covered today in terms of organization strategy, strategic performance management, and strategic engagement as well. I'm sure you enjoyed some part of it to understand the engagement piece and the strategy piece. Do read up on what strategy really means, what kind of strategies companies have adopted on improvising their performance, what has worked well for them. Thank you so much.